Two proposed appointees for the City of Alliance's Housing Oversight Board have dropped out. Mayor Andy Grove revealed the withdrawal of council members Philip Mastriani and Cindy King. Several council members recently questioned putting three lawmakers on the board and asked the mayor to reconsider. Local landlord Ryan Wittensoldner has been selected to take one of the seats. Grove asked Councilman Ed Lonas for a qualified tenant to fill the other. Sheila Cherry remains an appointee. She suggested having two landlords and two tenants on the board to provide balance. President Art Garn said the legislation would have to be amended. Where proposed the appointees being non-voting members. No action was taken. Alliance Council has approved the restructuring of a loan to a local business under an ordinance passed Monday. The agreement with Pocket Change Antiques will end in 2025. It's currently scheduled to end in 2029. Safety Service Director says the other terms of the loan are unchanged, including the interest rate. Council approved the $117,000 loan to Pocket Change Antiques in 2019. Mike Drager says the business fell behind on payments due to the pandemic. The Greater Alliance Development Corporation oversees the revolving loan fund and recommended the changes. Council also passed a motion to designate a home at 39 Vincent Street, a local landmark. It was built in 1949. Designation was previously approved by the Historic Preservation Commission. Massillon man headed to prison for the sexual assault of a young girl. 37-year-old John Kane sentenced Monday by Common Pleas Judge Frank Forshoni to life with the possibility of parole after 15 years. He pleaded guilty to charges of rape and sexual battery. Kane was indicted last month. Prosecutors say the assaults began in January 2018 when the victim was 7 and continued until April 2019. Canton police investigating a shooting that occurred Sunday morning. Around 3:15, officers responded to the 2400 block of Lake Road Boulevard Northwest. Police say a 40-year-old Canton man was shot by an unknown assailant. His condition was not available. Youngstown police investigating a shooting at a gas station on the city's east side Saturday morning. Officers were called to a McGuffey Road address around 11 o'clock. They were flagged down on nearby Berkeley Avenue. For a man with a gunshot wound, he was taken to a local hospital. The victim's condition was not available. A female with a gunshot wound was driven to a local hospital in a private vehicle around the same time. No one was hurt when shots were fired in a Youngstown neighborhood early Monday. WFMJ-TV reports the city's shot spotter system picked up gunfire at about 2:40 in the area of Zedeker Street and Cambridge Avenue on the city's south side. Police found no victims or damage at the scene, but did find 60 shell casings in the street and surrounding area. An investigation is underway. Two houses in Youngstown were hit by vehicles in separate crashes Sunday morning. Car crashed into the front porch of a home on Himrod Avenue at about 2 o'clock. The vehicle suffered heavy damage. Those involved fled the scene at about 10:45. A car crashed in the 3000 block of Idlewood Avenue. The car hit the house, then a fire hydrant, and the house again. There was no information on the driver or any passengers. A vehicle fleeing police just after the first crash ran a stop sign and hit the rear of a Youngstown police cruiser. The driver suffered minor injuries. He was taken into custody. The police officer was not hurt. An arrest warrant was dismissed for a former Youngstown mayoral candidate. The warrant was issued last week against John White. He was charged with domestic violence and disrupting public service May 2nd. White appeared in Trumbull County Court Wednesday. Grand jury will hear the case. He had filed with the Mahoning County Board of Elections to run for mayor as an independent. According to WFMJ-TV, White became angry with a family member who declined to run in White's place after he found out he'd been ruled ineligible. He was arrested and released the same day. The Trumbull County Grand Jury will decide whether to charge a Warren woman for her part in a fatal crash. Car driven by 35-year-old Brittany Ulam left Route 46 in Bezetta early November 3rd. She and a pastor were ejected from the vehicle, which traveled down an embankment. The pastor, 31-year-old Frank Walter of Cortland, ended up in the road where he was hit by another vehicle. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Ulam suffered serious injuries. Her blood alcohol level was 0.34. The grand jury considering a charge of aggravated vehicular homicide. All four people involved in Sunday's fatal train strike in Fremont are now accounted for with the recovery of a body of a 5-year-old girl from the waters of the Sandusky River. The girl was missing after the incident. Authorities searched from the river to Sandusky Bay Sunday. The search became a recovery mission Monday, and her body was found under the bridge around noon. The city of Fremont released the names and ages of the four involved, all of whom were from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Fremont Mayor Danny Sanchez Monday said the family of Burmese refugees was visiting on a fishing trip but could not say if they were fishing on the bridge. He said the bridge was not one designated for pedestrians.